Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I sent this letter with the tax rebate check to the Premier's office today. I don't know if there are others who share my disgust with this effort to grab votes, but I doubt if I am the only one. Hello. Good day. I am sending this email notification that I am returning, by registered mail, the offensive Ontario tax rebate. As a low-income, still-employed senior, I could certainly use the money. However, as a caring and committed Ontarian, I am returning this, hush money. Is this supposed to keep quiet those of us who are appalled at the gutting of the Ontario public health care system or the preference for spending tax dollars for private, for-profit clinics while public health care is starved? Is this to keep people quiet about the prioritization of highways over affordable housing and environmentally healthy green space? Perhaps we are supposed to stay mute about the millions your decision about dealing with the LCBO workers cost us and the jobs that will be lost as a result? Maybe we will ignore the high priority your government places on making sure alcohol is easily available in a province which has significant addiction problems with pitifully few recovery facilities. Then there is the practice which you choose to nominate your party's candidates, 11 in the last election, for office rather than supporting the democratic process of the political party's electoral district associations electing their candidates. Perhaps you think that nominating your friends' children and your relatives is superior. I will be sending the bribe back to you, not trusting that it will be wisely spent, but I am not willing to accept this bribe for my vote. Pamela McDermid, Collingwood.